to see and hear what's going on, and I tell you, it's been amazing what has gone on. The subject of my presentation or talk today is where we are now and where we're going to go in the future. And I came up with a quote that it says, where we are is where we are, but what matters most is where we're going in the future, or what's next. And as the board chair, as a blind person, as a taxpayer, I would suggest strongly that the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired is exactly where it needs to be. The Commission for the Blind has high expectations on what blind people can do. And they have the expertise and the personnel to prepare blind people to be successful. We know how to use technology. You know, I've looked at the history of blindness, and there's never been a better time to be blind than there is right now with what we have in services and technology. We've talked about this, but we have a separate agency, and that is so critical. If we were to be in a combined agency, we would tend to fall towards the bottom. And with the separate agency, the blind are all given a fair opportunity. So how did we get to where we are today, and why is that so good? I think we need to recognize that we have a very supportive state legislature that gives us the funding that we need. Now, Nebraska is known for being kind of conservative, but we're also known as being wise. And our legislators know that it's an investment. And when we invest in blind people, they succeed, and it's a great return for our society. We have a very good leadership team. Carlos, I can't tell you how much I've grown to respect Carlos. I went through the hiring process, and I didn't really realize how knowledgeable he was and what a great leader he was until I compared him to his peers. And he rose to the top quickly, and he continues to surprise me daily. We have a young leadership team. We have an executive director that is a tireless worker. We have a financial person that just knows how to make the numbers work and how to keep track of things. But what I think is most important, and I haven't heard it said enough, but I'm going to say it a lot, it's a dedicated staff and capable staff that we have. They not only are dedicated and capable, they are caring. And there's a quote, kindness is a language that blind people can see and the deaf can hear. And as blind people, we definitely see the dedicated and caring staff that we have. And I wish I could mention them all. I'm just going to, because you all matter so much, I'm going to go just in Omaha. You know, we got Tim Jefferson, we got Kelly Coleman, we got Kathy Brown, and Nancy Floral as supervisors. I'm in Omaha, so I know you people, but the people in Lincoln have just the same sentiment, and Norfolk, and all the different areas. This whatever's been done has been done because of the dedicated staff that we have. They make it work every day. And again, thank you. I hope some of you are on the Zoom today, but there's a lot of blind people that wouldn't be where they are today without you. I talked about high expectations, but it's all about high expectations. And Nebraska is known for successful outcomes, because they have high expectations. Consumer groups have played a very important role. And I can tell you, the NFB and the ACB, we disagree on some things, but we agree on a lot of things. And in recent years, when we went legislatively, we worked together because Helen Keller said, together we can do so much. Well, alone we can do so little, and together we can do so much. And I think they have both done an outstanding job. We have funds for older blind people. A couple years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was, but we went and sought additional funding from the state. And we essentially tripled our budget. And how we were able to sell that was when older blind people live independent, they can remain in their homes, and they don't end up in expensive nursing homes or assisted living. So talk about a great investment. And I think there's a lot of other states that are going to hopefully follow our lead, because it is awesome. And I it's so nice. I meet so many older blind people, and now I can say, hey, you know, we have the financial resources to help you stay independent. So that is just awesome. We have a very excellent center for the blind. It's nationally recognized. I can tell people with confidence, if they go through the center and they complete it, they will be successful. And the statistics support that, and the jobs and the money they make support that. We have many, many, many success stories. When we go to the legislature and ask for money, we don't have to look and coach people what to say. Their hearts just pour out and say, this is what the Nebraska Commission for the Blind has done in my life. And sometimes it's not just the blind individual. It might be the parent or the daughter of that blind person. But the work that is being done matters. And then we just create jobs. You know, we help people find jobs. And, you know, it's about preparing and placing blind people for jobs. We wouldn't be in the business, we wouldn't get the funding that we have, if we didn't have a good track record. And the Nebraska Commission for the Blind has had a good track record on kind of being a leader and an innovator. They have, long before Workforce Initiative Opportunities Act was enacted, they were doing things because they recognized that we need to work with blind youth and transition them to successful adults. And they do wages, they do winter fest, and they do different things. So at this point, I just want to say, today's a great reason to celebrate. We have gone so far, not just in the 20 years, but in the last 100 years. And I don't know all the history, but I know where we're at now. And I think people that are in Nebraska, especially the blind people, are very fortunate. Now, I want to talk about the future, and I'm kind of been chuckling to myself because I haven't talked to Carlos about this, so he's probably holding his breath wondering, where does this crazy guy think that we're going to go? But I know Carlos, and I know that he cares deeply about blind people. He knows what they can do, and I hope that I have that same desire that he does. So I think he's going to be okay with what I say. And I think here's just some things that I think we must do. We must always show respect to the consumers that we're serving. We have people that come from all kinds of different lives, and we've done it in the past, but we need to continue to do it in the future. We need We need a positive place to work where the staff people are reminded that the work that they do matters. They need to be empowered to do their jobs. They need to be heard because they're the ones that are getting the information in the field. And we need to take care of our staff people. We must do a great job of promoting our agency. Sometimes I think we're the best kept secret in Nebraska. And how we do that is we continue to create success stories. And we need to, I'm kind of a numbers guy, but it's all about placing and preparing people to work. If we don't do that, we're missing the mark. So we must continue to place people, and we need to do better. We need to have better outcomes. We need to learn what to do, what not to do. We need to seek out the best possible information and resources that we have. Yesterday I was listening to the funeral of John Lewis, and John Lewis was a great man. He was a great visionary, and I think he served the country so well. One thing I heard, there were lots of wonderful things that were said, but the one thing that just startled me a little bit is we need to be careful not just to ask the questions where we know the answers. I heard one of his aides saying that John never asked a question that he didn't know the answer. And he did that because he wanted to show us how intelligent he is and how thoughtful he was and how prepared he was. But we need to continually ask questions. But sometimes we need to find new answers. And we need to be talking to people. If we don't meet the needs of the clients that we serve, they won't come. So we need to continually seek new ways, new ideas, and whatever we need to do to make blind people want to come and want to be successful. And how we do that is by creating success stories and more success stories. We need to be flexible. We need to be creative. Consumer groups continue to have we need to continuously work with consumer groups. Here in the state of Nebraska, it's no secret that there's two consumer groups, and this is more of an NFB state. And that, you know, there's other states you can say, well, Missouri's more of an ACB state. But I can assure you that because we are a consumer group driven agency, I have never once felt like ACB was ever shorted or disrespected in any way. I can't tell you how much I appreciate being on the board as an ACB person, and it's just you guys truly do care about the blind and consumer groups. We still have a job to do. Sometimes we'll work together, hopefully when it's important, and we're going to have more legislative issues in the future. Another thing that we definitely need to do, and this goes to consumer groups, is we may have to fight for what we've already got, because we live in different times, and we need to continually reinforce how much the Commission for the Blind matters and how successful it's been. And I think lastly I would say we need to learn from other agencies, or probably more importantly, we need to share what we do with other agencies, because what we do helps blind people. And I think in some way we want to help the people that are blind in Nebraska, but we want to share that success nationwide and worldwide, because what we're doing is great, and We just need to continue to do the work we're doing. I can't tell you what the future is going to be, but I think we're well positioned to provide whatever needs to be done to make it even more acceptable to be blind and more possible to be employed and live independently. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mark, for your remarks. Indeed, I agree with everything you say. You could tell me I don't have a choice. But it's nice to know that we all share the same principles and dreams. I just want to end by thank you, all of you, for being here, for being part of this ceremony. And I also know that you know that we are celebrating not just today, but we continue to celebrate every day for the work everybody else does here. Somebody one time said that there are different ways why we study history. And one of the reasons why we study history is because we want to become mature. Now, we have to be able to look at the past to know where we are now. Barbara summarized that, if all the struggles in a very nice way, what we are now. So we need to know everything we did in the past to be strong today and to be able to shape our future. And what I can tell you is we are going to have a great future as long as the agency partners with consumers and continues building the capability of our staff members. We wouldn't be able to be where we are without the quality, the passion that our staff members have. When I talk to Carol Jenkins, she's the Deputy Director for All Services, and Kat, Deputy Director for Finances, how do we get to this goal? I don't hear from them complaints. They say, okay, let's think about it, let's do it. When they talk to their staff, same thing. When I attend the supervisor's meeting, this is where we need to go. I don't hear people saying, no, we cannot do it. They check with their staff members. They're all happy, all innovated, or they like those challenges because they believe on blind people. And I think starting with that premise that blind people are competent, the rest is a matter of imagination and hard work, and that's what our staff members do. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think I want to thank you again, and thanks everybody in the public and Zoom for being here. I understand the speeches were recorded, right? We're going to be saving it and hopefully share with whoever wants to read it or listening it again. Thank you all. Do we still have snacks?